Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
First this morning, after a year of rocketing food prices at the tills, are we about to benefit from a supermarket grocery price war? Well, as you heard in the news bulletin, Tesco Ireland has announced a price cut on what they're calling 700 essential products. So will the other retailers follow suit? Joined now by Adam Maguire, business journalist. And Adam, over the past year has been keeping an eye on our inflation shopping basket. Adam, you're very welcome back. So Tesco, tell us what they have announced this morning and what sorts of products are we going to see come down in price?
Yeah, so as you say, it's 700 what they say are essential products, an average price cut of 10%. So that means we'll see some going down by more than 10%, some by less than that. And they say it's going to cover everything from, you know, grocery items, food items, toiletries, beauty products, household cleaning items and so on across the board. And to give some examples, they've only given a few so far of the 700. Tesco sweet potato oven chips will go from 330 to 219. So that's a fairly significant price cut. Their balsamic vinegar, I'm not sure how essential you'd call balsamic vinegar, but it's gone from 550 down to 332. Again, a decent enough price cut. We have a few branded products.
So expensive
products
at 550.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, but down to a slightly more reasonable price. Flavin's a kilo of Progress oats, slightly less significant price cut there, 249 down to 235, so 14 cent off that. But again, everything is welcome. A toothpaste, toilet roll, again, own brand stuff by Tesco, pesto, pizzas, and Pampers, another one as well, a pack of size 4 essentials down from 9.99 to 9.50, so a 49 cent cut there. So it's the examples they've given, it's a decent enough range of grocery items, but obviously a lot more that we need to find out.
And listeners might have heard Michael McGrath there. There was a clip on the news bulletin of him speaking on Morning Ireland this morning. He says that he expects other retailers to follow suit soon. Now, that's likely, isn't it, that the others will follow?
More than likely. No one wants to be seen to be sitting back while their rival is the one who's helping consumers by cutting prices. And we've seen it happen before quite recently. People remember back in April, Lidl knocked 10 cent off the price of an own brand litre of milk. Within hours, the other retailers came out and did the same thing. We saw it repeated with butter and bread. Again, there were cuts in the own brand price, and it was almost, you know, an hour. By the end of the day, everyone else had made the same thing. So you'd imagine, I'd say, you know, possibly by the end, By the end of today or maybe by the end of tomorrow, we'll see some of the other retailers come out with something similar. Mm-hmm. Maybe not the exact same products, but trying to show that across the board they're cutting prices as well. If we're lucky, we'll then see Tesco come back and try and one-up them and tit for tat. Probably less likely for that to happen, but we are probably going to see other prices come down, which is good news.
It is good news for consumers. Now, we know that food inflation has been racing ahead of most other things that we buy. What do we know about the latest figures on that?
Yeah, so the most recent figures we have from the CSO cover up to April, and they show that food inflation was at 13.1%.
It's
really, really high. Now, it's actually down slightly. It was 13.3% in the year to March, but it's still way above the overall rate of inflation, which is high enough as it is. And it's actually, even though the overall rate of inflation is actually easing, food inflation has stayed kind of stubbornly high, and it's actually been lagging behind everything else as well. And, you know, in some cases, it's actually been higher in certain products.
Yeah, because 13.1% is the average of the food inflation. Yeah. So you've got some products that have increased in price way above that.
Yeah, and a lot of the essentials as well. Like butter was up 18.9%, milk 24.1%, bread 14.1%, chicken prices up 16%, eggs 18.3%. That's actually lower. Back in March, they're around 20% higher for eggs. So,
yeah.
But again, it's you know, when you look at it, and pasta as another example, flour, the kind of what would you think of core items in your shopping basket have been more than 13% higher year on year. So, you know, it's really taken time. It's a lag behind, because we see, you know, food producers might have higher energy bills a year ago. It takes time then for that to filter through and actually make its way to the till. And that's why we're seeing grocery prices lagging behind the overall rate of inflation. Mm-hmm. And it's not just energy prices. We've spoken about this before. Everything else is having an effect. The supply chain due to COVID it took a long time for that to get straightened out. Then we had the war in Ukraine, had a knock-on effect on supplies of certain products. Climate change as well is a big thing, because, you know, certain harvests have been affected by drought and by forest fires.
Spoke olive
about
oil.
The wheat, olive oil, the wheat that's used for pasta, all of these things having coming together to push up the price, and it takes a long time for that to wash out of the system.
So going back then to Tesco, this list of products that they said they're going to cut prices on, are they mostly own brand products?
Yeah, if we look at the list they gave there, you know, the 11 that they itemised, 7 of them are own brand products, and they're the ones that they probably have the most leeway on. They have the most control over the price, and they have the bigger margin as well that they can decide to trim back on. So, you know, the examples I gave, for example, the bag of sweet potato Tesco oven chips, that's a cut of around 33% or so. So a significant price cut on that. But the Flavin's product is down around 4 or 5%. So a much smaller cut.
Yes.
So when you look at the list, the own brand prices are coming down by a lot more. The branded products, it's a slightly less significant cut that we're seeing there because they have less control over that.
You know, Tesco do this thing where if you have the club card, you get these special deals, which really irks people who don't want to sign up for the club card. This price reduction, are these across the board for everybody, or have Tesco told
These are for everybody. So saying it's the base price, and it doesn't include the club card offers they do, or they do an Aldi price match as well. It's not part of that. So these are for anyone who walks in, club card or not, this is the price that you'll pay. They will then have special offers on top of that you might need the club card for. But these now are across the board.
Okay, now in terms of what people are spending on groceries, Adam, how much difference do you think that this 10% reduction coming from Tesco, let's assume it's going to come from the others as well, because that's most likely.
Hopefully, yeah.
So in terms of what we're spending on our groceries, what sort of impact is it going to make on our money?
Well, it should all add up. You might notice a huge difference, though, you know, because if you think of you know, the price of most products, bar maybe, you know, certain high-end products or you know, meat or some things like that, most products, you know, it's a small enough price. So a 10% knockoff, say, a 2 euro item is only a couple of cents, really.
Yeah.
But, you know, I suppose it does add up because of the price rises we've seen in the last year. So Kantar, for example, it calculates inflation, grocery price inflation running at about 16% because it kind of puts the grocery basket together differently to the way CSO does it. They say that if you hadn't changed your habits in the last year, you're paying about 1,200 euro more over the course of the year for your groceries. So a 10% knock back on the prices, if it does kind of, you know, tally up with the average shopping basket, should be significant. It'll add up to hundreds of euros, hopefully, over the course of the year. You might not feel a huge difference in shop by shop because it's only maybe a couple of euro per shop, but it will add up across the board. It is worth noting, though, all the same, if prices have gone up by 13.1% in the last year, and that's actually on top of a price rise in April of last year. So you compounded, prices were probably about 15% or more higher in the last 2 years. So you go up by 13 to 15%, you come down by 10%. Prices are still higher than they were a year ago, 2 years ago. Not as much as we've been seeing recently, but overall we're not back to where we are at the start of 2023, unfortunately.
They call that embedded inflation, don't they?
Yeah, exactly.
A lovely name.
Yeah, exactly. So
in terms of farmers and food producers, I mean, the last time we had price cuts with the staples that we mentioned, bread, milk and butter, they were out very quickly saying, well, we're the ones who are going to be paying for this. Any reaction from them this morning?
Not that I've seen so far, but yeah, they and those examples, and they're probably the ones that impact Irish farmers more when it comes to the likes of dairy, as an example, they're very quick to point out that, you know, they're already squeezed, the money they're getting from retailers for their products are already tight enough. And you know, if you cut the price at the retail end, they get squeezed further and it becomes less viable for a lot of farmers. We've not seen the reaction so far. It is worth noting that, again, we're working off a limited list in terms of the products that are there. You know, a lot of them wouldn't be necessarily Irish made products or sourced from Irish producers. So you might have, you know, distributors in the middle maybe who are being squeezed in terms of what they're paying or being expected to kind of become more efficient, but not necessarily Irish farmers. I'm sure there will be some products in there that will impact Irish producers, though, so we'll see if we have a reaction to that.
Adam, thank you very much for talking us through it. That's Adam McGuire there.